I'm Eddie Garcia. The elusive author Lemony Snicket has written some of the most celebrated books for young readers of the past decade. The 13 volumes of A Series of Unfortunate Events have sold over 60 million copies worldwide and have been translated into 41 languages. The latest series to be written by Lemony Snicket is called All the Wrong Questions. It's a four-volume story for young readers set in the shadowy worlds of crime fiction. The second installment, When Did You See Her Last?, was released last Tuesday. Lemony Snicket has a scheduled appearance at Waite Chapel on the campus of Wake Forest University on Tuesday, October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. The event is presented by Bookmarks with support from Wake Forest University. And you can find ticket info at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. Lemony Snicket, the man responsible for A Series of Unfortunate Events, will most certainly not be joining us today. As disappointing as that may seem, I have been assured it's for the best. I was told this by Mr. Snicket's representative, Daniel Handler. While I cannot outright recommend you listen to the following interview, if you'd like to be disturbed, perplexed, or simply confused, the following interview may be of interest to you. I'm going to go ahead and say congratulations on the release of your newest book.
That's very sweet of you to think of me. It's a book about a kidnapped girl, so I think a cause for celebration that a book about a kidnapped girl is loosed upon the world seems to be a little inappropriate, but if that's your level of professionalism, I'll try to adjust.
When Did You See Her Last is the second in the All the Wrong Questions series.
It's true. The first is Who Could That Be at This Hour, which is about a stolen statue. That turns out not to have been stolen, and so the statue must be stolen so that the case of the stolen statue can be solved. And then the second volume is When Did You See Her Last?, about a girl who goes missing, who turns out maybe to perhaps to want to go missing, although isn't the same girl as the girl they thought was missing. That was a confused pause you took, and I understand that it's complicated and upsetting, as the work of Lemony Snicket appears to be to nearly anyone who reads it.
So you'll be here in Winston soon.
Yes.
What can we expect from a live Daniel Handler Lemony Snicket experience?
Well, Lemony Snicket never shows up, and so I have to show up in his place, and I think it's usually frustrating and disappointing for all involved. And, I mean, from my own travels in Winston-Salem before, I know that you people are already of fragile temperaments, and many of you are already verging on mental illness, so I would suggest to anyone at Winston-Salem to stay home rather than attending this Lemony Snicket event, which is sure only to drive them even madder than perhaps they already are.
Would that go for children as well? Would you want them to stay home, stay behind?
Definitely. Would encourage people to drop off children at a disappointing event and then disappear into the night of Winston-Salem? What sort of person do you think I am?
Run, or die.
If people do show up at this event, you will possibly give us a chance to say hello?
Well, I'll be forced to do a small presentation explaining Mr. Snicket's absence and perhaps saying what he would have wanted to say had he been able to show up. And then people will stand in line to insult me or perhaps say hello, yes.
Well, we're looking forward to the event here in Winston-Salem.
I can't imagine why, but that's sweet of you to say.
Author Daniel Handler, a.k.a. Lemony Snicket. Mr. Snicket has a scheduled appearance at Waite Chapel on the campus of Wake Forest University on Tuesday, October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. And you can find ticket info at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.